Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about having a healthy pregnancy. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Neeti Puri, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University, who's currently completing her rotation with the MSU Extension Service. So, Neeti, pregnancy is an exciting time, but it can also be stressful. Knowing that you are doing all you can to stay healthy during pregnancy and give your baby a healthy start in life will help you have a peace of mind. So today we're going to be talking about ways to achieve healthy pregnancy and some concerns related to that. A healthy, balanced diet plays a very crucial role. Can you tell me what are some nutrients that pregnant women should be getting?
So it is very important to eat nutritious and well-balanced diet throughout the pregnancy. Although all nutrients are important for the pregnant woman, however, a pregnant woman needs to increase her intake of certain vitamins and minerals, which include iron, calcium, and folic acid. When it comes to calorie needed, it is generally recommended that women should consume 100 to 300 calories more per day while pregnant. Also, it is very important to limit the amount of sweets and junk food, as they offer mostly empty calories with little to no nutritional value. One thing I would like to add here about the empty calories is that empty calorie means food which don't have any nutritional benefit. They just provide you calories. For instance, stuff like cake, cookies, chips.
Okay, and weight gain is a major concern among pregnant women. So how much weight should women ideally gain during pregnancy?
So the amount of weight gain that is recommended depends on the health and the body mass index of a pregnant woman. If a pregnant woman has a normal weight before pregnancy, then she should ideally gain 25 pounds to 35 pounds weight during pregnancy. If she is underweight before pregnancy, then she should gain more weight. If she is overweight or obese, then she should gain less weight.
Nowadays, herbal and vitamin supplements are pretty popular. Are supplements normally safe to take during pregnancy?
Many herbal compounds and supplements are not safe to take during pregnancy. Be sure to check your doctor before taking any new supplements. A well-balanced diet including lean meats, protein, whole grains, fruits and vegetables should give you all the energy and vital nutrients that you need. Remember one thing, that dehydration can make you feel tired. So make sure to drink plenty of water or fluid.
And what other foods and drinks should a woman limit or avoid while pregnant?
So it is very important for a pregnant woman to avoid drinking alcohol and smoking during pregnancy. It is also good for a pregnant woman to limit their salt intake, because salt causes water retaining. Along with that, you should limit your caffeine not more than 200 micrograms per day. In addition to coffees and tea, soda and chocolates also contain caffeine. Don't forget to count that in your total intake of caffeine.
And I read that pregnant women are at greater risk for foodborne illness. What can we do to protect ourselves and our babies?
Yeah, everyone is at risk, but those who are at greater risk include infants, young children, pregnant women, and their unborn babies. To prevent foodborne illness, keep these key actions in mind, like wash your hands properly, keep raw meats and ready-to-eat meats like salads separated during preparation, cooking foods to a proper temperature by using food thermometer, use pasteurized milk and dairy products, avoid eating raw meats or deli meats.
And where can someone get more information if they want to know more about having a healthy pregnancy or have questions?
For more information, you can go to Mississippi State University Extension Service website, which is www.extensionmsstate.edu, or you can contact your county extension office. At the extension website, just click the county offices at the top right of the screen. It's my pleasure to be here. I wish you and our listener a very healthy and safe life.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Neeti Puri, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.